That's music from the 1928 film The Circus, one of Charlie Chaplin's many silent movie comedies. When Chaplin made that film, he was one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, one of the most famous people in the world. Just 20 years later, he was accused of having communist sympathies and he was forced to leave the USA permanently. Chaplin's political problems and his political passions are highlighted in a new book called Hollywood Left and Right, How Movie Stars Shaped American Politics. Now, this book looks at the politics of American actors and directors over the past century, from Charlie Chaplin to Jane Fonda and on to Arnold Schwarzenegger. The author is Stephen Ross, who's a history professor at the University of Southern California, where he's also co-director of the Los Angeles Institute for the Humanities. And Stephen joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
So let's explain just very briefly how you've divided this book. There are nine biographical chapters. You profiled 10 Hollywood players. Who are they?
Right. Well, I tried to get to be truly, as Fox News would say, fair and balanced. Only I really do try to be fair and balanced. I picked 10 activists, 9 movie stars, and 1 studio head, Louis B. Mayer. And I took 5 people on the left and 5 people on the right. And what I really wanted to take a look at is American politics writ large across the 20th and into the 21st century as seen through the lens of 10 people who worked as hard off the screen at their politics as they did on the screen in their film careers. So it starts with, it goes both chronologically and alternates left-right. So it starts with Charlie Chaplin to Louis B. Mayer, who ran MGM Studios, to Edward G. Robinson, better known as Little Caesar, to a joint chapter on George Murphy and Ronald Reagan because the two of them intersected so much. And they're followed on the left by Harry Belafonte and Jane Fonda, and then Charlton Heston, Warren Beatty, and finally Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now, Stephen, you say that you're balanced here. There is a perception that Hollywood has been a bastion of the left, what Americans call liberals, but you say that perception isn't correct.
Right. It was one of the – probably the single most surprising finding that I came across in the 10 years I worked on the book, which is that even though the Hollywood left has been more visible and numerous since the 1930s, the Hollywood right, I argue, has actually had a greater impact on American political life.
Segment 1.
That's music from the 1928 film The Circus, one of Charlie Chaplin's many silent movie comedies. When Chaplin made that film, he was one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, one of the most famous people in the world. Just 20 years later, he was accused of having communist sympathies and he was forced to leave the USA permanently. Chaplin's political problems and his political passions are highlighted in a new book called Hollywood Left and Right, How Movie Stars Shaped American Politics. Now, this book looks at the politics of American actors and directors over the past century, from Charlie Chaplin to Jane Fonda and on to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Segment 2.
The author is Stephen Ross, who's a history professor at the University of Southern California, where he's also co-director of the Los Angeles Institute for the Humanities. And Stephen joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
So let's explain just very briefly how you've divided this book. There are 9 biographical chapters. You profiled 10 Hollywood players. Who are they?
Right. Well, I tried to get to be truly, as Fox News would say, fair and balanced. Only I really do try to be fair and balanced. I picked 10 activists, 9 movie stars, and 1 studio head, Louis B. Mayer.
Segment 3.
And I took 5 people on the left and 5 people on the right. And what I really wanted to take a look at is American politics writ large across the 20th and into the 21st century as seen through the lens of 10 people who worked as hard off the screen at their politics as they did on the screen in their film careers. So it starts with, it goes both chronologically and alternates left-right. So it starts with Charlie Chaplin to Louis B. Mayer, who ran MGM Studios, to Edward G. Robinson, better known as Little Caesar, to a joint chapter on George Murphy and Ronald Reagan, because the two of them intersected so much.
Segment 4.
And they're followed on the left by Harry Belafonte and Jane Fonda, and then Charlton Heston, Warren Beatty, and finally Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now, Stephen, you say that you're balanced here. There is a perception that Hollywood has been a bastion of the left, what Americans call liberals, but you say that perception isn't correct.
Right. It was one of the probably the single most surprising finding that I came across in the 10 years I worked on the book, which is that even though the Hollywood left has been more visible and numerous since the 1930s, the Hollywood right, I argue, has actually had a greater impact on American political life.